VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. A Democratic congressman has released video and pictures of migrant women being held at a border facility. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When congressional Hispanic caucus members visited facilities in Joaquin Castro's home state of Texas yesterday, officials asked them to leave their cell phones behind. Castro kept his.
They said that they changed her medicine.
And released footage from an El Paso facility, saying he wants the public to see the awful conditions with women crammed into prison-like cells.
There was no running water for people to drink. In fact, one of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
Castro says he hopes Congress will impose standards of care at the facilities along with broader immigration reform. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a related story, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports on protest against U.S. immigration policies.
Demonstrators descended on local congressional offices in a number of cities demanding the same thing. Justin Hugie, protesting outside Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn's Houston office, says people are demanding change.
They have to get involved, they have to get activated, they have to show up.
The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, in a report, warns facilities in South Texas are seriously overcrowded, needing immediate attention. The report finds conditions are due to a surge in families crossing the border seeking asylum. I'm Tim McGuire.
A Philippines man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost on the southern island of Jolo last week. That makes it the first such attack in the Philippines involving a homegrown terrorist. Five people were killed last Friday in that attack. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believe it is the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28 nation bloc's institutions after a three-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among the members. European Council President Donald Tusk said Tuesday the German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen was named President of the European Commission. Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel was named Council President. Lawmakers are set to choose the President of the European Parliament on Wednesday in Strasbourg. The United States is threatening to impose tariffs on $4 billion in European Union goods. This comes over a lengthy dispute involving subsidies for the world's two largest plane manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's office released a list this week of additional products the U.S. could target, in addition to the $21 billion worth of goods that were targeted in April. On that list are a variety of metals, olives, Italian cheese, and Scotch whiskey. And a Facebook facility in California has been given the all clear after a sarin gas scare. Rita Foley reports.
Sarin is an extremely dangerous chemical warfare agent. So when routine machine processing at a Facebook mail facility initially tagged a package as positive for sarin, employees at four buildings in Menlo Park, California evacuated. A Facebook spokesman says subsequent testing showed that the package did not contain anything dangerous. No one reported any injuries, say authorities. I'm Rita Foley.
14 sailors have died in a fire on a deep-sea submersible, the Russian military says. The fire broke out Monday while the crew was in Russian territorial waters. They were gathering biometric measurements for a military survey. The seamen died of smoke inhalation, and an investigation is underway. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA. Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.